You're listening to SBS News.
They came out in force to have their voices heard. Gathering at a local sporting field, this was the chance for locals who live around the Porgera mine to raise their objections to the extension of the mining license in the area. Porgera is one of the largest gold mines in the world. It's been operating for almost 30 years, but the license runs out next year. The mine is operated as a joint venture and part-owned by Canadian company Barrick with a 47.5% share. Chinese miner Zijin also owns a 47.5% share, with the remaining 5% held by a regional government body, Mineral Resources Enga. Critics from the region say the promises of jobs and benefits from the mine have only reached a few, while the rest still live in poverty. They're chanting Barrick out. Jonathan Pariah is the chair of the Justice Foundation for Porgera and is leading the charge against the mining companies.
All of this area, the people used to live down there, and the community school used to be there, teachers' house and everything used to be there. And food gardens and house for people, all gone.
He says he hopes a different mining company will get the opportunity to come into the area, one that will spread the benefits more broadly through the community. He's also seeking financial compensation for the land owners.
The people have been suffering and they were not looked after properly in terms of human rights, in terms of destroying their houses and gardens and the land they live on.
Matthew Graham is an Australian lawyer advising the landowners.
The people want to be treated fairly. They would like a much fairer distribution of the profits of the mine. They would like to see their society and their people given more opportunities. And if those issues cannot be addressed, the people will oppose the mine continuing in any form. Ideally, of course, the mine could continue to operate and the people could be given a better outcome into the future, and be compensated for environmental damage in the past and loss of their society and loss of their living conditions.
A spokesperson for Barrick Ngwini Limited, the local arm of the company operating the joint venture, said they always pay compensation and royalties, and that the mine had brought significant infrastructure and benefit to the local area. Jani Blakali, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.